This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So I still shudder when I remember what happened in 2009 with the H1N1 swine flu. And this H1N1 was different from other H1N1s. And I remember it hit us in the summer. It was more spring, summer. And so that was a little odd. Many of us got sick. My whole family got sick with it. And I remember we were a little frustrated because we got our flu shots the previous fall. But we got sick in the summer. They say from April 12th to 2009, or from April 12th, 2009 to April 10th, 2010, the CDC estimated that year. So it started April 12th, 2009. I got hit with it, I think, May, June, if I remember correctly. CDC estimated there were 60.8 million cases, 274,000 hospitalizations, 12,469 deaths. Additionally, the CDC estimated that anywhere from 151,000 to 575,000 people died worldwide. That's a large range, but one of those things where did they die from H1N1 or from another cause? Did H1N1 precipitate that heart attack? So globally, 80% of H1N1 virus-related deaths were estimated to have occurred in people younger than 65. And remember I told you it was fascinating that back then, because our show had been on, we had started in 2009, and I had discussed how a lot of older individuals were not as affected. And we think it was because they had been exposed to a flu in the 50s and the 60s that might have protected them against the H1N1. As a result of our H1N1 pandemic that we had in 2009, we now, with our flu vaccine, always have the strain in there to protect us. We have a vaccine, one of the inactivated versions of it, to protect us so we don't get swine flu again. Well, the CDC is now probing samples collected from a fatal influenza infection in Brazil, according to the World Health Organization. Investigators discovered that the death was caused by H1N1, and an H1N1 variant spreading in pigs, hence swine flu. Now, I know we're still playing catch-up, trying not to put animals or places, geographical places with these viruses. Monkeypox is now Mpox, so we're calling it Mpox. I don't think we've yet changed swine flu. It will, eventually, but they just can't call it H1N1 because there's a whole bunch of different H1N1s. But it's still, for now, called swine flu. I just apologize if anybody is offended that we're calling it swine flu. Just, it's a variant spreading in pigs, hence that's where it got its name. And I'm sure the World Health Organization is going to eventually change that too. But they say occasional spillovers of H1N1 swine flu has been spotted throughout the world of people who interacted with infected pigs. Unclear how the patient got the virus. It was a 42-year-old woman living in Paraná, never had direct contact with pigs. Two of her close contacts, however, worked at a nearby pig farm. Both have tested negative, though, for the flu, and they never had respiratory symptoms. So this is kind of a mystery. Based on the information currently available, the World Health Organization considers this a sporadic case. There is no evidence of person-to-person transmission of this event. The likelihood of community-level spread among humans and or international disease spread through humans is low. So, I don't think we're starting a whole new H1N1 pandemic, but it's June, and hearing somebody already died from this starts to make me a little concerned that is it trying to resurge? Remember, there's a lot of opportunity that these viruses had during our lockdowns, during our masks, as COVID is now being more and more mitigated. Now other viruses get a chance to resurge, and they've had years now to regroup. So initial samples have found that this was H1N1, closely related to previous samples of H1N1 in the region. So the influenza A, H1N1V, and the H1N2, I'm wondering if there's a typo there with that. They said these viruses have been reported in Brazil, and they are now cooperating with other health agencies to see if this is something that might be concerned. A concern. The CDC studies thousands of sequenced flu viruses collected each year. They compared the genes with previous variants that have infected animals and humans, and the Biden administration said they were going to ramp up their efforts, according to CBS News, to spot cases of deadly new variants, because the World Health Organization has been warning us for years of a Syndrome X and how we are poorly unprepared for the next pandemic. And I agree with that. One reason why we're unprepared is because people are so sick and tired of what happened during COVID and what we did, that if you tell them, guys, vaccinate, they're going to tell us all to go blank ourselves because of the ridiculous mandates and what we put people through. I had a patient who was suffered some severe head injury because she had asked a customer about his lack of mask because of company rules and masks, and was accosted by the person. You know what? We're putting our workers at risk, at severe risk, trying to enforce laws that we're not the ones making or even behind. And sadly, people got hurt. But when it comes to the next pandemic, if we do have a severe flu, N95 respirator masks, I think, can help. And I'd like those. Recent CDC analysis of a severe bird flu infection in Chile happened earlier this year. So we are thinking that the virus is back, not hopefully in droves. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications, in a variety of formats.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So one of you had asked, what do I think of GoodRx to help save money on prescription drugs? I'm a huge fan of that. I think GoodRx is fantastic. I love the ability to get a coupon. And I love coupons. I don't coupon. I remember my mom doing that. I remember us having food stamps and coupons and trying to make things work to be able to put money together during our lean years. And I used to, you know, cut coupons, but I just had so much to carry with the kids and all that. I just wasn't organized to have a bunch of coupons. And usually I would buy whatever was on sale anyway. So the coupons I had weren't for the products I wanted. So I just really stopped couponing. And, but GoodRx, offers coupons, and they show you how much cheaper you could get your drug depending on what pharmacy. And so it's to me, I think it's a fantastic tool. So definitely check that out. But what that to me means is there's wiggle room. Now, GoodRx has an article saying, why are prescription drugs more expensive in the U.S. than other countries? We've spoken about this. And what GoodRx has said is, one, is there's no single-payer negotiation. They say the U.S. doesn't negotiate prices with pharmaceutical manufacturers like other countries do, because in the U.S., the prices of drugs are more expensive, whereas the EU, the government does the negotiation, and being that the government is a bigger entity and can have more control, they're able to get the prices down. They say the ability for U.S. to negotiate prices had been banned in 2003 under the law that created the Medicare Part D prescription drug benefit. They say in countries where there is single-payer health care, where the government pays for most of the health care costs, those governments then have the significant negotiating power. In the U.S., we have the private insurers, the smaller government programs, they negotiate with the drug makers individually, so they have less power because it's smaller. The Inflation Reduction Act has changed that. The U.S. government now has the right to negotiate drug prices. This is going to include some of the high-priced medications for Medicare beneficiaries starting in 2026. And there is some pushback, which we're going to talk about. GoodRx also talks about how there's a lack of government regulation, whereas the EU decision about pricing has EU members can make the decisions about pricing. Hospitals in Austria can work out discounts. In Canada, they cap the price. The U.S. doesn't have that. Drug patents, exclusivity, and there's also other things that could be at play. Whereas, and, you know, I noticed this as a physician. I would take the reduced rate and get paid hardly nothing from Medicaid or Medicare or whatever, because I could survive on the non-government insurances or the cash pay. Somebody coming in paying $50 for the visit when I would charge $50, which now you don't see anymore, but, you know, I was able to still survive on that. That $50 covered if I was not going to get paid or paid like crap from the other companies. So one thing that I have noticed is happening is if these pharmaceutical companies are not making money on their drugs and then they lose the patent and it goes generic, they're going to try to make their money another way. And it's a disparity. And unfortunately, the U.S. then suffers because they're not making their money in the other countries. So I like GoodRx. I think their coupons do help. But pharmaceutical companies are now pushing back. The Pharmaceutical Research and Manufacturers of America is the leading industry lobby group, as well as two other organizations are now suing the U.S. government to block enforcement of a program that allows Medicare the power to negotiate drug prices. In the complaint filed in federal court in Texas, Pharma, along with National Infusion Center Association and the Global Colon Cancer Association, which counts Pharma and some drug companies as members, said the drug price negotiation program was unconstitutional. They said this marks the fourth lawsuit challenging the law, which is part of President Joe Biden's Inflation Reduction Act, even though we still have high inflation. And there are legal challenges also brought forth by Merck, Bristol-Myers Squibb, and the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, even. Now, the pharmaceutical industry says negotiating prices of its products with the government health plan for Americans age 65 and older will curtail profits and compel them to pull back on developing groundbreaking new treatments. Now, I know many of you are upset that I support the use of pharmaceuticals in medicine. I think we just spoke with Shannon Miller. When there's cancer, I thank God for these pharmaceutical companies and the drugs they have. But I do understand that it's a business. And if a company is going to make the medications, they're going to hire the staff. They're going to pay the rent, go through all the regulatory BS, and go through all the cost. They're going to need to not only break even, but make a profit. And if they don't, they're not going to make those drugs. So Pharma, represents many of the largest pharmaceutical companies in the world, including Merck. And it is well known that Americans do pay more for prescription medications than any other country. But what people don't finish that statement with is Americans have more access to these medications than people in other countries. So I had a friend of mine who had severe dehydration. Severe. Didn't give them IV fluids. Now, I don't know if they were in short supply, but he was there for hours. And fortunately, he got some medication that calmed down his nausea until he was able to drink. Whereas in America, we would have put the IV in right away, started giving you fluids, and all I could think of is maybe they were in short supply. I don't understand. Severely dehydrated. And so we notice in the UK or in Europe or in other areas that if you did need the MRI, if you did need the cancer medication and all that, did you get it right away? Was there a waiting list? We're hearing that there are waiting lists upon waiting lists, and that they're triaging who gets what. So I get we spend a lot more in America, and it frustrates me that you can go to Mexico and get the medications cheaper. Now, they might not be regulated. They might be counterfeit, but you could get your medicines cheaper in Canada. Medicines are cheaper in Israel, in the EU. I get that. I see that. But on the flip side, how many people are able to have access to Ozempic, Mounjaro, the hepatitis treatment, certain cancer treatments? So these companies give out a lot of free drugs. They give out reduced. And so at some point, something might give. The Biden administration wants to save $25 billion annually in price negotiations for Medicare drugs. The latest lawsuit says that an unrestrained authority given to the Department of Health and Human Services by Congress conflicts with the U.S.'s separation of power. General counsel for pharma said Congress took a series of unconstitutional shortcuts, giving the executive branch the open-ended task of replacing market-based prices in Medicare with an entirely new set of prices at the Medicare's agency-owned choosing. The lawsuit also contends that the price negotiation program violates the U.S. Constitution's Eighth Amendment, which protects against excessive fines, and the Fifth Amendment by exempting key decisions from public input. Pharma said the other two groups are seeking an injunction against the price caps and a declaration that the IRA's price negotiation, the Inflation Reduction Act, price negotiation is unconstitutional. So the negotiations are supposed to start in September. And this could be where Medicare and Medicaid can strong arm. And there is a potential for abuse. And so I'm mixed on this because I think a lot of the drugs should not be that expensive. On the flip side, though, look at how much it costs for you or I to staff somebody or run a business. Running a small business is breaking our backs. To run a pharmaceutical company with all the QA and everything, look at how that one company that closed down had to recall drugs because they didn't have money to hire somebody for quality assurance. So the drugs had to be recalled. It takes money. Who's going to pay it if they're not going to get it from the other cheaper paying countries? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. Speaker of the House Kevin McCarthy is reportedly telling fellow Republicans to vote against the motion filed by Colorado's Lauren Boebert to impeach President Biden over his immigration policies.
By purposefully and knowingly releasing more than 2 million illegal aliens into the interior of the United States.
Boebert's so-called privileged motion forces the House to vote later this week. Attorney General Merrick Garland says from his appointment, he pledged to let the Trump-appointed special prosecutor investigating Hunter Biden decide what to do. Biden reached a plea deal with prosecutors over his failure to pay federal income taxes and his illegal purchase of a handgun. The banging reported in the hunt for a small sub in the North Atlantic may have been just ocean noise. And three more vessels have joined the hunt near the wreckage of the Titanic, 600 miles east of New England. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. So one thing that I am grateful for is being able to recover and manage my migraines. Migraines were just so debilitating. And since I couldn't take off work, trying to work through them, trying to raise kids, miserable. June is Migraine and Headache Awareness Month. And so we're going to learn about some more ways to help prevent migraine. It's a debilitating disease that impacts about 40 million Americans. And Dr. Hope O'Brien, neurologist, founder and CEO of Headache Center of Hope, is going to join us, along with Kelsey Owens, working mother who is living with episodic migraine. Dr. Hope O'Brien, Kelsey Owens, thank you so much for joining us.
Having us here. Thank you.
Well, we're grateful. And, you know, the 40 million Americans suffer from this, and I think that's even an underestimation. Talk to us, Dr. O'Brien, about what you're seeing.
Yeah, Well, you are correct. It is quite prevalent, and it affects more than 1 billion people worldwide. Migraine is not just a headache, but I have patients come into my office every day because of how disabling these headaches are. It's the number one cause of disability in people under the age of 50. It is characterized by moderate to severe pain. Typically, when we think about a migraine, we think about a one-sided headache, but it can involve both sides of the head. The headaches are throbbing or pounding in nature, lasting 4 to 72 hours on average, and associated with light sensitivity, sound sensitivity, nausea, and vomiting. And so I'm excited to be here with Kelsey, where we're partnering with AbbVie, the maker of Qulipta, to raise awareness on an important milestone in migraine treatment.
And we're so grateful for what you all are doing. We just spoke about how chest pain during panic attacks gets ignored and can actually put wear and tear on the heart. And studies have now come out that were this idea of, well, it's just a migraine, so just, you know, take a medication and you're fine. We need to prevent the migraines. We need to treat these because it does affect the brain.
Absolutely. I think more and more research is showing that, that it can have some harmful effects, especially if you are someone who used to have what's called episodic migraine, meaning you have anywhere between 0 to 14 headache days per month, or chronic migraine. And chronic migraine is defined as having 15 or more headache days per month, of which 8 of those days have migraine features. So it's important that we learn about this and that we offer a treatment option that spans episodic and chronic migraine.
Now, Kelsey, you're living with this. It's impacted your life professionally, personally. Talk to us about what you've been going through.
Yeah, I have been living with episodic migraine for about 30 years now, so since I was just 6 years old. And it really affects every area of my life. I'm a mom. I have a very active 7-year-old daughter. And, you know, explaining to her that I can't do something very normal, like take her to the playground or even, you know, get out of bed and make her a snack, it can be heartbreaking, you know, to see her disappointment and her sadness. At work, I may have to leave, you know, and step away on very short notice, and my team kind of has to scramble to reschedule meetings or push deadlines back, or even take on some of that workload in my absence. And so it can be something that's really hard to manage, particularly because you don't really know when you're going to have a migraine attack, mm-hmm. and you don't really know how bad it's going to be until you're in the middle of it. So true.
So, Dr. O'Brien, when Qulipta came out, it was like, wow. I mean, it was definitely groundbreaking. Talk to us about how the drug works.
Absolutely. So I will say that it can be challenging for those living with migraine to find a treatment that works for them. And talking about Qulipta has afforded me the opportunity to talk about another option for patients. Qulipta is the only oral CGRP once-daily prescription medication indicated for both the treatment and prevention of migraine. And so it's exciting to be able to talk about this. The studies have shown that by taking this medication every day, that we can reduce the number of migraine days that a patient has per month. And it's relatively just well-tolerated. The side effects include nausea, constipation, fatigue, and sleepiness, and it's actually, you know, overall well-tolerated. I do have to mention the possibility of a severe reaction that occur in patients who have an allergy to Qulipta or its ingredients. That includes anaphylaxis, which can occur the day a patient takes the treatment or days afterwards. So it's important to have a conversation with your physician or healthcare provider, your neurologist or headache specialist, about whether or not Qulipta would be an appropriate treatment for you.
Absolutely. And, you know, when we talk about the prevention of migraines, you know, many medications out there originally started with, we're going to just treat as you go. And there's been studies showing that people who get migraines are more likely to have changes in their white matter or these inf- infarct-like lesions. And I'm not saying they're having many strokes every time they get a migraine, but this is a developing area of research. And so prevention of migraine needs to be given just as much focus as treating it intermittently. And so we're grateful for all the work you do. And going back to Kelsey, you're on Qulipta. How's it worked for you?
I am. I have had fewer migraine days. I have less difficulty going through all of my daily activities, and really the freedom from that constant worry of having a migraine attack, that constant mental math of trying to plan around when I think I might have one or what that might look like. It's made a huge impact on my life.
Love it. Yeah. And it is FDA approved. So can either of you talk about cost and insurance coverage?
So in terms of cost, I always recommend that patients talk to their healthcare provider in terms of that, if it can differ based on insurance coverage and location. But I will say that the Qulipta works on a molecule called CGRP, which has been indicated as a cause for migraine.
That's wonderful.
Want more information. So, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I was going to ask, how can people get more information to learn about it?
Yeah, so they can either talk with their provider, or they can visit the Qulipta website at Qulipta.com or call 1-855-QULIPTA for more information.
And another thing, too, Dr. Bryan, is there's many individuals that can't use some of the other sorts of treatments out there because they have elevated blood pressure. Is there any sort of contraindication with Qulipta and elevated blood pressure?
So I will tell you that the studies that involved Qulipta did include individuals who had cardiovascular risk factors. But again, I always encourage patients to talk with their physician or healthcare provider to go over medications that they may be taking that could interfere with Qulipta.
Absolutely wonderful. And, to my listeners, when we talk about cardiovascular disease and high blood pressure, oftentimes migraines and headaches are ignored, and I do believe they are risk factors to raising blood pressure, especially with the pain. And so I'm a huge, huge advocate of prevention of migraines. Dr. O'Brien, Kelsey, thank you again for coming on. Can one of you one last time give us the website?
Sure. So, yeah, the website for more information is Qulipta.com. And I also wanted to briefly mention just the potential for the most common side effect, which is nausea, constipation, fatigue, and sleepiness. So please talk to your doctor about them. There's that small risk of anaphylaxis reaction, especially in those who have an allergy to Qulipta or any of its content. So please,
and we appreciate,
go to the website.
We appreciate all that from you, AbbVie, Kelsey, and making us aware of that whole range of information. Thank you so much. Can't wait to have you back.
Thank you.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms. Whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping, addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. An explosion has been reported in Paris. At least 16 people have been injured, 7 critically. And this occurred in central Paris, in a building next to the Val de Grâce Church in Rue Saint-Jacques, in the 5th arrondissement. The district of the French capital. A building next to the church was engulfed by flames, and much of it appears to have collapsed. According to witnesses, according to BBC, and quoted by French media, there was a strong smell of gas before the blast. French prosecutors said the cause of the blast had not been determined. The building hit by the blast housed an international design school and the headquarters of the Catholic education system. The area has been cornered off by police, and a major rescue effort is now underway amid fears that there could be more victims under the debris. The mayor of Paris, Anne Hidalgo, is at the scene. Interior Minister Harald Darmanin has warned people to avoid the area. The fire that broke out as a result of the explosion is under control. The area where the explosion took place runs south from the Latin Quarter in Paris' Left Bank area that is popular with tourists, known for where a lot of the students live. The Latin Quarter is, I don't know if you've ever been to Paris, but you got to visit the Latin Quarter. It's very, very cool. They have it kind of divided into quarters in a way, even though it's not necessarily quarters, but just the area. And it's a place where there's a lot of students. A student at the École des Mines on Boulevard Saint-Michel told the Le Parisien newspaper, "I was in front of the Val de Grasse. I heard a huge boom. I saw a ball of fire 20 or 30 meters high, and the building collapsed with a huge noise. I smelled gas, but it took several minutes to come to my senses." So we'll keep you posted. Again, we don't know how many in total are hurt because they're still trying to find survivors right now. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. There is, again, a all hands on deck when it comes to the saving the five who are on the Titan sub on an excursion, who left on an excursion on Sunday to look at the wreckage of the Titanic. And we have now multiple countries involved. We are being told that glimpse of hope, that glimmer of hope that was reported by a Canadian P-3 search aircraft detecting sounds that were coming every 30 minutes. I didn't think it was necessarily coming from that, but I don't want to hamper anybody's hope. They're now saying that they don't know if that really came from the sub. U.S. Coast Guard had confirmed that there were more sounds heard today. They just can't confirm that they were 30 minutes apart, as had been reported, and they could not describe them as an SOS signal. And by the way, I don't know if the average person this day and age knows SOS, Morse code. I mean, you could bang, but I don't know if the average person. It seems like this whole mission was very unprepared. But Frederick said that the sounds of the ongoing search meant there is still a reason for hope. They said several flights heard noises yesterday. The P-3 heard noises today as well. We don't know what the noises are, to be frank with you. They have been described as banging noises, but they're inconclusive. They said the good news is we are searching in the area where the noises were detected. The search area has now, though, expanded to 14,000 square miles, twice the size of the state of Connecticut. Keep in mind, I don't know if you guys have ever scuba dove or snorkeled, but you think you're in the same place, and then you look up, and the boat's far away that you jumped off of. And you're like, what the hell? Where are you going? They're like, we're anchored. You're floating. Depending on the current, you're moving. I don't know if you've ever been to the beach. Same thing happens. You're out there, and all of a sudden your parents, I remember as kids, right? Parents are screaming. I was screaming at my kids. You're too far. And they're like, we haven't moved. We're in the same spot. And they look, and they're meters north or south of where they started. So they have to realize that we are on day four, and 4 days can move you miles. They say the sounds are being now analyzed by a team of Navy experts. The noises are very complex in the ocean. You need to be in acoustic analysis and have context. They said they have it described as banging noises, but they have to put the whole picture together and eliminate man-made noise sources other than the Titan. One concern could be that the debris of the Titan, if it imploded, could have sunk and is banging up against, you know, the wreckage or something else. But I got to tell you, if there are some sounds that could help focus, it just, if they're chasing something else, then sadly it can lead people off of the search of where they need to be. So the only remote-operated vessels that are there today and searching have a depth limit of 13,000 feet. Now, the Titanic is 12,500 feet. So there still can be, by a 0.001% miracle, them able to make this happen. And they are very, again, they don't want anybody to give up hope. The truth of the matter is oxygen is running out, and you can't get the people off the sub. You have to move the sub, carry the sub. You also can't bring the sub up super quickly because you have to ascend slowly. Otherwise, you can damage, there's a nitrogen damage, lung damage. Multiple things could sadly happen, and so you need to ascend slowly. And so it's not, you know, there's things they need to do quickly, but they can't get onto the sub, they can't get in there, they can't, humans can't survive and be of a depth 130 feet below the surface unless they are in a submersive vessel. Although the submersive vessel has led a lot of question as to it wasn't thick enough, what, 5 inches? I think, was as thick as the wall was. In fact, there's a German adventurer who has spoken out. He went on a Titan submarine. I think he might have been on the same one back in August 2021. Arthur Loibe, 60 years old, dove down the 12,500 feet to the wreck site in a Titan sub, possibly the same one. He said, however, he was incredibly lucky to make it. One sub didn't work. There were electrical problems and a piece of the vessel fell off. He spoke to Bild, German tabloid Bild, and Lobel recalls the first submarine they tried didn't work, and a second attempted dive had to be abandoned. He said parts fell off and the mission went into the water 5 hours late, due to electrical problems. He suspects that could also be the cause of the Titan's disappearance. Electrical problems. He said it was a suicide mission back then. He has traveled to the North and South Pole, has flown over Russia in a MiG-29 fighter jet, but he said of all his adventures, this Titanic was the most extreme. At the time, he paid 100,000 euros, booked the trip through an English company that organizes in special safaris. He said the start of the expedition was bumpy. First submarine didn't work, then a dive at 1,600 meters had to be abandoned. His mission was the fifth, but it still went late. Then, part of the vessel fell off. Reattached with zip ties. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com.
Guam immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.